Well, you only see a fraction. Who are some of the New Testament people that we find that would be in there?
Paul would be in there.
What all did he suffer?
As he wrote, under inspiration, shipwrecks, beatings, with starvation, plenty, and all
exactly.
Disease.
Exactly. All kinds of. I've fought the. Stevens, exactly. And what was the situation with Stevens?
He basically told him the truth and stoned him.
Yes, he told him the truth and they stoned him. Exactly. And he saw Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Exactly right. Who else? I'm surprised nobody's mentioned the other apostles. The other apostles, what happened to them? Did they die in regular deaths? John's the only one that we know. He was exiled. Now, exile is not a real good thing either.
Everybody else was martyred.
Yes, exactly.
John was the only one who wasn't martyred.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Do you have any others? Anybody else come to mind that you can think of? Let me ask this question. This one may be for more thinking. I don't know how many takers on this. These probably made it more smaller. But if you look at these three perspectives of what we believe about salvation, our future, and our race that we run out here, what are some of the greatest problems in faith that you experience trusting God and His promises? It's not always easy to trust. What are some of the greatest problems that you have? While you're thinking, I'll throw it. Let somebody raise their hand. Oh, that was one of the children. Owen has an answer. What if it takes a long time to get an answer? If it's something you've been hoping and praying for, and it's been years and years and years and years, and you get no answer. Do you begin to doubt God's goodness as you have defined it? You know, that's one that happens to me. Yes, sir.
We've heard of George Mueller, of course,
yes.
Man of Prayer,
mm-hmm.
Demonstrated by his life. And if I recall correctly, he had an uncle who was unsaved. And he prayed, mm-hmm. as you would expect, diligently,
yes.
years and years and years. Of course, they didn't have email and phone systems, but he got a letter that said his uncle had passed away. No evidence that he was saved. They asked him what he thought of that, and he said, of Genesis chapter 18, verse 25, he said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Mm-hmm. That puts it in perspective.
Exactly.
He falls to the character of God.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because in our doubts, that's what we're actually maligning. Is this God who said is good, who does everything for our good, actually good to us? Another question. From looking at this, do the saints in the Old Testament know more than we think about salvation, heaven, and our eternal home? Not a trick question. What were they looking for? They were looking for a home beyond where they lived. Whose builder and maker was God. Think about the thing with Jesus when he says, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. And then lastly, finish the sentence. Now this is a real good one for building churches. Finish the sentence. Come to Christ. And all your problems will be blank. Church growth would tell you all your problems will be over. We've got the solution. But at many times, if we look at the people here, they're just beginning. But But there's a difference in the life of faith in the people who trust God. We can see it in the people who are there. We can see it in their walk. We can see in the reward that they're looking forward to. Because this life is not the end. This life is the end of this race, but just the beginning of eternity. Okay, let's pray together.